Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Where do we go from here? Richard Allen's attorneys stepping aside, likely not necessarily by choice, in the Delphi murder case. This is one that we've been watching very closely, and one where you look at the man just alone, take all the onanistic ideas and claims that the original set of defense attorneys brought out. There isn't a very strong case against this man, but hey, all that's been thrown out, but now the attorneys are gone too. Where do we go from here? And this man himself, what I look at, you see the deterioration physically on him from the day he was arrested to where he is now, spending all this time in solitary confinement in a prison. This is a man that's innocent until proven guilty, normally would be in the county jail. For perspective, Brian Koberger is eating vegan meals, has access to television and internet. This man in solitary confinement with very little evidence against him. Let's start there. What's going on with someone when they're in that sort of a mental state, when they've gone from normal life every day to suddenly now, oh my gosh, you are not going to be able to see society, and you're there for that long?
There is not a lot, but there's a considerable amount of research that suggests the psychological detriments of being in solitary confinement just at any point, whether it's pre-adjudication or post-adjudication. Solitary confinement can really break a person. It's designed that way. And it can really establish symptoms that are associated with psychosis. Despite no previous mental illness history within the person, being in solitary confinement can break someone psychologically to the point where it looks like they're actually has schizophrenia. So that's number one. And then we have this idea that we don't punish people until they have been proven guilty in a court of law. And here we're already punishing him by putting him in that situation. I'm like, but yes, there are some individuals who should be detained. And yes, clearly he should be detained, because if the allegations are true, it's a very dangerous man, someone that we cannot have in society until we know that he's capable of being in society. So we have now someone who is being overly punished, who's not getting the sort of representation that he probably needs for such a high-profile case such as this one. There's so many moving parts to this thing. There's a lot of noise, right? Especially with all this Odinism and stuff like that. There's a lot of noise when it comes to the trier of fact needing to find out what was true about what happened to these two girls. So we've got a lot of moving parts, and I'm not sure that he's getting what he would view as justice.
Yeah, I 100% agree there. Let's talk about one of the things that many go to when they're looking at the guilt or innocence of Richard Allen, and that would be the confessions that he made to his wife and his mother. The former defense, claims that it was under duress. It was under pressure from some of the guards that had been wearing Odinistic patches, part of the whole Odinistic theory that has been at play here. But let's take Odinism out of it for a moment or two. Someone who, A, has been in that mental state, in the solitary confinement for all that time, the ways of things breaking down mentally for them, how easy is it, or how common is it for someone to make a false admission of guilt under some sort of duress, or just their mental state being exhausted?
I wouldn't say it's common, but it does happen, mm-hmm. right? This idea that people, like, they always tell the truth whenever they confess, or that someone who's under duress will only tell a lie. That's not necessarily true. Neither one of those things is really true. We have to look at the contextual issues that are at play as to why would someone say whatever it is that they were going to say to whomever they said it to. Mm-hmm. So it is certainly possible that given everything that was going on, everything that he was seeing, every experience that he was having, including being, in a prison, if you've never been in a prison before, when those doors lock behind you and you're not getting out, I mean, that plays on you, right? That weighs on you. And so it's certainly possible that he could have believed himself to be in a position where the only escape that he can get is to tell this lie, this false confession, not recognizing that it's actually putting him in a place that he would be unable to get away from mm-hmm. for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and that's the scary part with all of this. When we look ahead, I'm going to have you put on a totally different cap. I know you're not an attorney, but if you were representing or you had some sort of role in consulting with the new attorneys once they're assigned to Richard Allen, would you want them to continue going down this Odinistic route, or is it kind of a dead end and too fantastical for a jury to believe, almost pushing them more towards guilt than innocence? Does it hurt him more than it helps him?
Yeah, I think the real problem is that no one's really heard of this until recently. And it's going to then require massive education from experts to go on the stand to try to teach a jury about what has been going on when it comes to Odinism and its new relation to white supremacy. So I think it ends up being too much. You really kind of want your case theme to be easily understood mm-hmm. and a story that makes logical sense within the mind of the juror.
Yeah.
And by going this route, this fantastical route, I think you might alienate too many of them, because all you need is one.
Yeah.
All you need is one. And so I think it might be too much to go that route. Are there other defenses? I'm sure there are, but I don't know that I would consult with the attorneys and say that the Odinism route was the way to go.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.